Mr. Ehrlichman.
Yes, sir.
Hi, John. How are you getting along on that Percy matter now?
Well, Clark closed the deal.
Was he able to close it all right?
Right. And I've been tied up this afternoon. Clark sat with him, and they pretty well wrote up a little memorandum of understanding on it.
Now, the understanding, of course, does not mean, in my opinion, that we put this in the budget necessarily.
That's correct.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Because we can still go forward with our... Well, that's the only thing that concerned me after I talked to you, that I don't want Percy to say that we have changed our... One of our major things of postponing revenue, but postponing welfare reform because of the need to implement it and so forth.
Now, I think we can take the position that it's just too iffy, that it's a that it's something that while we've agreed to support, that we are not introducing, and we're simply going to abide the outcome.
I get it. Good. In other words, you're supporting an amendment. Good deal. That's good. Well, I think it's the less of two bad choices.
And it postpones and time's on our side.
Yeah. Well, it really gets down to the fact that there's a chance of beating one and damn little chance of beating the other, as I understood it.
That's correct. That's correct.
Because even though we have both governors, the big governors, Reagan and Rockefeller, on our side, each for different reasons, one for principle and the other, well, both for principle.
Very much.
Rockefeller just believes that this sinks revenue sharing, and it does.
Right.
Isn't that his argument?
That's his argument.
Well, Reagan's argument is not that. Reagan's argument is that it's going to mean an escalation of welfare costs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's dead right about that.
Yeah.
It puts it on the top. God damn that Percy for coming up with such a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's because of trying to help Ogilvy, huh?
Well, yes. And then he's up this time.
Yep. Yep. I must say, though, that... on the Ogilvy thing, will you now go ahead and try to help him with this?
We are going to help him.
All right.
And
I'd give him his nickels and dimes.
Well, the way we do it actually works very much to our advantage because it moves some welfare costs into fiscal 72.
I see.
And we'll pile them up in this fiscal year.
I get it.
And which is pretty well busted anyway, and take some of the load off for next year.
And that's what you're going with him, huh?
Right. It helps his cash flow problem about $50 million worth.
My God, that's a hell of a help.
Sure is.
Let's see, what the hell's he screaming about?
Well, he's not screaming now, you see.
He isn't.
It's our senator friend who took the bite out of us.
I see. But Ogilvy feels pretty good. He should.
Oh, he feels fine. Very great.
Yeah, because he's going to be able to survive.
Sure.
Okay, John.
All
thank
right.
you.